Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. This music is to celebrate Bob Phibbs' second anniversary. First anniversary, I should say, as a member of our Brain Trust. Bob, congratulations. Listen, we got serious production value around here, man. We got
you do. I was laughing listening to that.
So happy anniversary. Thanks for staying with us the whole year. You could never go back now, Bob. Now that you've crossed over the year with us, I'm afraid you're destined to be connected with us forever. So
glad to know it.
Be prepared for that. The book is called You Can Compete. That's one book. The other one is The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. Bob Phibbs is the author. Bob, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Certainly go to retaildoc.com. That's RETAILDOC.com. You can find me on Twitter, The Retail Doctor, or Facebook for The Retail Doctor.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Bob, in the previous segment, you kind of took Groupon.com apart and kind of, you know, eviscerated them a little bit. But they're
not them personally.
I know, but not, I mean, you don't like their approach to the way they do business, the way that they require people to discount. And I agree with you in one way, because I've been saying for a long time now, I've been in one of the ways we've tried to help small businesses get through the great recession and the not so great recovery is helping them understand the best ways to grow sales without discounting and eviscerating the value of your brand, the perceived value of your products. So we've been talking against discounting just across the board, which is the way you said Groupon wants you to do it. But they're highly successful. They turn down big offers because they think that their business is worth a lot of money. They must be doing something right. Is there anything about Groupon that you like?
If I had created that, I think it would have been great. If I was a customer, it's great. As a business, it makes no sense to me how you would give someone else that much power
right
over your business in a attempt for a magic bullet. Look, Jim, I mean, if you go through and give these massive discounts of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% off, the only ones that are going to make up the difference are your loyal customers. And a lot of these guys craft the offers saying new customers only, which only would infuriate me if I was in your market.
So you really, as a business, as a business owner, you don't see the benefit, you don't see anything redeeming about Groupon.
Of any of those companies.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the name.
Right, I'm with you. And you're right, I should have said any of the
companies. I wrote an 11-part series on this of examining all of the claims. It's just marketing.
Yeah.
It's if it'd be the same as an ad. Well, I'll tell you what, an ad, when I take out an ad in a paper or I do an email newsletter, I don't have the chance
radio,
to come back
and bite
me on the butt.
Right.
Because someone had a bad experience, and that's exactly what you can get in these
experiences. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, and of course we all know about the UGC, the user generated content. That's driving the marketplace these days. It's a big part of what I'm calling the age of the customer, Bob, where the customer has control. Okay, thanks for giving us that report on the business perspective of these discounters like Groupon and his clones. Now we'll talk about something else, and this is something I know you're really excited about. You call it Lemonade Day. Tell us what that is.
Lemonade Day started in Houston 4 years ago. Started as a program by Michael Holthouse. He looked around and said, all the opportunities that I had as a kid are pretty much gone, mowing lawns for money or selling things door to door or having a paper route. And how do we teach these kids entrepreneur skills in an easy way? And he came up with this Lemonade Day, which is on Sunday, May 1st, in 33 cities across the U.S. Last year, they raised $6.8 million in lemonade. The kids did. This is all the kids. And they gave $2 million to charity.
Wow.
The trouble we've run into in America, I think, is we have become a nation of someone will give it to me. So the safe job was to go into government, or I'll go into you know, a job and someone else will determine my future is where I'm going.
Right.
Whereas the whole entrepreneur spirit, you know, a Ralph Lauren who was selling ties out of his back, out of his trunk of his car at 18,
right,
or the guys that started Life is Good who went through and went to college campuses for 4 years trying to sell their sweatshirts before they ever came up with a little happy guy, that spirit is not being shown to these
right.
kids, so they don't even flip the switch. So I'm excited. I bring it to Greene County in New York. We're the only ones in New York State that are doing it. But to see the kids, you know, you open this book, and they first have to set a goal, and then they have to figure out how much everything's going to cost,
right.
and then they figure out how much they wanted to charge for their lemonade, and then
mm-hmm.
they go, whoops, I'm not making any money. So they either have to change how much they're going to charge, or they have to figure out the way to market it better. They
wow.
have to go select a site, get an investor, write a contract with interest, and the investor cannot forgive the debt.
Right.
So if they don't make their money back, they're going to have to do something else, chores
right.
or something, to get it back.
Okay.
Then they go through and advertise, market it, build the stand.
And
the big
is,
day comes.
This is May the 1st the across the country. Tell us how we can find out more about it.
LemonadeDay.org.
LemonadeDay.org, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. Bob, congratulations to you for getting this going in your part of the world up in upstate New York. And give us your website again, please.
www.retaildoc.com.
Jim. Check it out, folks. The books are there. All the things that he does. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bob Phibbs, ladies and gentlemen, Phibbs, if you're Googling him. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.